Numbers chapter 23. Then Balaam said to Balak, Build me here 7 altars, and prepare for me here 7 bulls and 7 rams. And Balak did what Balaam said, and Balak and Balaam offered up a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, Stand at your burnt offering, and I will go. It may happen that the Lord will meet up with me, and I will tell you whatever he shows me. And he went to a high place. And God came across to Balaam, and Balaam said to him, I arranged 7 altars, and I have made a burnt offering of a bull and a ram on each altar. Then the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth, and said, Return to Balak, and you will speak accordingly. So he returned to him. And what he saw was that he was standing at his burnt offering, he and all the dignitaries of Moab. And he delivered his discourse and said, Balak, king of Moab, led me from Aramea, from the mountains of the east, saying, Come, please, and curse Jacob, and come and be insolent to Israel. How can I curse him whom God has not cursed? And how can I be insolent to him to whom the Lord has not been insolent? For from the summit of the rocks I saw him, and from the hills I beheld him. Behold, a people will dwell on its own, and it will not be reckoned among the nations. Who has counted the dust of Jacob, or the number of a quarter of Israel? May my soul die the death of the upright, and may my end be like him. Then Balak said to Balaam, What are you doing to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and what you have done is you have thoroughly blessed them. Then he answered and said, Am I not constrained to say what the Lord puts in my mouth? Then Balak said to him, Please come with me to another place, from where you will see them. You will see the extreme end of them, but you will not see all of them. And curse them for me from there. And he took him to the area of the lookout men at the summit of Pisgah. And he built 7 altars, and he offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then he said to Balak, Stand here at your burnt offering, while I will be met with over there. And the Lord met with Balaam, and he put a word in his mouth, and he said, Go back to Balak, and you will speak accordingly. So he went back to him, and there he was, standing at his burnt offering. And the dignitaries of Moab were with him. And Balak said to him, What did the Lord say? And he delivered his discourse and said, Arise, Balak, and listen. Give ear to me, O son of Zippor. God is not a man who might lie, nor a son of Adam who might change his mind. Does he speak and then not do it? Or does he declare something and not fulfill it? Behold, I have received a constraint to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He does not observe wickedness in Jacob, and he does not see injustice in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of the king is among them. The God who brought them out of Egypt has strength like that of a buffalo. For there is no enchantment against Jacob, and no divination against Israel. Now it will be told to Jacob and to Israel what God has done. Behold, a people like a great lion is arising, and like a young lion it is lifting itself up. It does not lie down until it has eaten prey and has drunk the blood of the slain. Then Balak said to Balaam, Neither curse them at all nor bless them at all. Then Balaam answered and said to Balak, Did I not tell you and say, Everything that the Lord says to me, that I will do. Then Balak said to Balaam, Come, please, and let me take you to another place. Maybe it will be right in God's eyes for you to curse them for me from there. So Balak took Balaam to the summit of Peor, which overlooks the landscape of Jeshimon. And Balaam said to Balak, Build me 7 altars here, and prepare for me 7 bulls and 7 rams here. And Balak did as Balaam had said, and he offered up a bull and a ram on each altar.